This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let's say you want to shape up and get fit, but you don't have the equipment. Well, you probably would get a gym membership. What if you want to create something, but don't have a workshop or the tools to make it happen? Well, there's a place in Detroit called Tech Shop, and it functions a lot like a gym for carpenters, welders, designers, and the like. Stateside's Emily Fox takes us there.
Well, welcome to Tech Shop.
I'm getting a tour of Tech Shop from Scott Barrels. Guess what his job title is? No, it's not assistant or representative. It's dream consultant, meaning he can help people build just about anything here.
We sort of consider this the gateway drug to the rest of the shop, because once you get into this, you're going to get into everything else.
Tech Shop is a new facility that recently opened up in Allen Park near Detroit. Members pay about $100 a month to access hundreds of thousands of dollars in tools and equipment. They can also take any of the 100 or so classes offered every month to teach members how to use the tools. Tech Shop is a space to allow people to create without needing to do a lot of upfront investment. And that's what drew this guy to Tech Shop.
Oh, well, my name is Luciano Golia, and I'm from Italy, and I'm a maker of stringed musical instruments.
Luciano Golia had been making instruments in Italy for 25 years.
So it's basically a small bass.
Then he fell in love with a woman from Michigan, and they had a daughter. He moved to the U.S., but for the first few months after he moved here, he didn't have a place to work on his craft. He wasn't sure if his new family would stay in the Detroit area, so he didn't want to invest in building a workshop, and he still didn't have all the tools he needed to build his wooden instruments.
And the Tech Shop, it's an easy solution about a big problem. This was the most great solution, saving a lot of money for us as a family, absolutely.
Tech Shop got started in California by a guy who was the science advisor to the show MythBusters. He did tests to see if myths were valid, myths like if you shoot a bullet straight up in the air, will you get killed by it coming down? Tech Shop CEO Mark Hatch says MythBusters inspired the idea behind Tech Shop.
After he left MythBusters, he didn't have access to all of the tools that he needed access in order to work on his projects. So out of that need came Tech Shop.
There are tech shops already in California, North Carolina, and Texas. It was Ford Motor Company that got Tech Shop to come to Michigan. Bill Coughlin is president and CEO of Ford Global Technologies. He's the one who gave Tech Shop a call.
What I wanted to do was encourage innovation at Ford, find a way to help commercialize technology, not just from Ford, but for the industry, and would include Tech Shop members. And, you know, if we could create new businesses in this area, that would be wonderful.
As an incentive for Tech Shop to come to Michigan and as an incentive to spur more innovation at Ford, Ford gives away 500 Tech Shop memberships to employees on a rotating basis every 3 months. And it looks like Ford's plan to spur innovation in the manufacturing industry is already panning out.
I'm a Tech Shop member, and I'm here working on the Volvo Stirling engine project.
This is Tim Sefton. He's an engineer, entrepreneur, and president of his company, Volvo Designs.
It's a part I'm making.
It used the crowdfunding website Kickstarter to help fund this project. It's a new engine design that will run off of heat rather than gasoline. Sefton considers Tech Shop a part of his office and uses some pretty complex machines and equipment in the building.
So I'm going to put it in the mill and just turn it down.
He says it's interesting to be constantly surrounded by a wide range of people and projects at Tech Shop.
You get people from the artist community, you get people from the engineering community, you get people from the entrepreneurial world who are interested in, you know, testing out a new prototype.
And Mark Hatch, the CEO of Tech Shop, hopes that the variety of projects happening at Tech Shop will make a difference in the area.
I want to see Detroiters change the world, and I think they can. It's just remarkable to see different kinds of projects come out of each of the shops, so I have no idea how they're going to do it. You know, the obvious answer would be, oh, they're going to do something in automotive, but I, you know, people are way more creative than that, so I have no idea what they're going to do.
So whether it's making car parts or musical instruments, whether it's preserving or creating businesses, the so-called maker community is getting a chance to bring ideas to life, all under one roof. For Stateside, I'm Emily Fox.